Now, in between that there time, though, there were the days of the Depression when everything, when I say was rationed, it was rationed. And I remember my brothers, two oldest brothers, Alexander and Lewis, they were out of high school, too, of course. They were older than I was. And they were trying to get jobs. And the only job they could get at the time, Franklin Roosevelt wanted the youth to come clean up the areas, work in the green areas, so they joined up the Conservation Corps, the young men did. And
now, were they older brothers?
Yeah, oh yeah. I'm the youngest of seven children, and they were the oldest boy after the three girls, and I had three brothers. And those two got a chance to go out to the Corps. They left New Haven, Connecticut at the time. And I think they went out west to where they stayed out there. I think they had dormitories and things out there. I could hear my mother explaining it to friends of them where they were at. But they were making good money by the week that they sent home to help the parents and things. It helped us very good. Rationing was pretty tough in those days. When we say rationing, they were rationing food in this sector. So that if you had some money in the family there, you got just so much and that was it, unless you have the extra money to buy it with. And those were depressing years. The only thing that I was surprised, I was listening to a man in Washington, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, even though he couldn't walk too well because of his paralysis, he was, in my mind, was a great gentleman because he seemed to be doing things to help the little man. And everything that he set up, when it came time to, he knew the people couldn't afford to take, to have retirement fund. But he said, now if you put money away, you'll have it over the years, which is our Social Security. And as I grew old and listened to Mom and Dad and heard them talking, they figured, oh, that was great. Now, in my mind, I said, yeah, that is kind of great. You only have to try to put a savings account together because you're automatically saving it by them taking it out of your pay. Then came the Medicare. They knew a lot of people could not afford. That's when we thought health issues there were pretty high, not comparable to 2008. They're back there in the 20s, 30s, 40s, and the 50s, Roosevelt felt very strongly that there should be some way wherein, along with that money that they were taking out for Social Security, some of it should go for a medical care for those of us who couldn't afford it, and that's how Medicare came out. And I lived in those years wherein that. President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, with his magic smile, his fireside chat that Mom and Dad used to sit down and listen to, and I would listen along with them too, and I could look at their faces. They were pleased with what he was saying, and so I began to be then wanting to be involved with groups politically like that, and that's what I said as soon as I got to be old enough. Then I was, that was before I was 18, that I was going to vote, and I've been voting ever since until today. And I don't think there's one year I didn't. I think one year it rained so bad I couldn't get to the polls, but I voted every year. And sometimes I was talking to myself when I went, because they changed things years ago, and you didn't know it until you got to the station there. But voting became a part of my life as I grew up. Wherever I went, when I moved to Boston, I registered right away, so in case there was elections and so forth, I'd be able to vote. Came to Springfield and did the same thing when I moved here to Springfield in the early 40s. My life has been a part of people and activities. I sang in a youth choir and learned to play the organ. When I got a little older there, was playing piano for accompaniments for people, and I liked music, and I got to sing. I got to sing with singing groups. And when I moved up to Boston, I got so that my husband felt very strongly that I should have something I could do in case he died or something. We were just married. He said, in case he got sick and couldn't do it. He said, yeah, I know you sing. And that's when you went out to sing, you just couldn't walk up to the microphone. You had to have a license to sing if you want to get in the group. You just couldn't go up and join a group and be a singer like you could do today.
You had a license. license?
You had the license to be singing. No, you got a license to sing as a singer. And you can sing with any group, see? That's where I started getting the entertainment license out of Boston to sing that word gig up there. And when we moved down, we only stayed up in Boston about 3 years. We moved down to Springfield. I was known as Ruth Loving with the Loving Trio. I had a piano, guitar, and bass, and music then seemed to be in the field that I was in.